You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And this heat has produced another round of outages here in the area. Con Ed has 1,600 people without power, mainly in Brooklyn and Queens. Close to 6,000 PSE&G customers without power, and JCP&L is reporting at least 1,600 outages. Con Ed asking its entire New York City customer base, more than 3 million people, to back off the electric and gas grid. This as the utility braces for a heavily taxed grid on what they're calling arguably the hottest day in a decade. Meantime, leave it to some folks to put a silver lining in anything, even the heat. Golf, anybody?
Golfer Michael likes to play every Tuesday in the summer months. He's here on the town of Oyster Bay course, but his friends, they were a no-show.
I had another three people playing with me today, but they all canceled because of the heat.
Well, how are you going to stay cool today?
I'm going to drink a lot of water, and I'm going to try to hit as few shots as possible.
And this golfer says his six waters and bucket hat should keep him cool.
Did you put a lot of sunscreen on today?
Not really, but I probably should put some on right now.
Another golfer decided to wear long sleeves to protect him from the sun. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Woodbury, Long Island.
Yeah, be careful, everybody. We got at least another full day of this tomorrow. We invite you to stay with 1010 Winds for your AccuWeather updates. In other news, primary day in New York. Oh, yeah, that too. And in the sun, a former Governor Cuomo and State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani hoping their names will eventually emerge as the Democratic choice to go up against an independent incumbent Mayor Adams. We say eventually because they're using ranked choice voting, as you know, and with 11 candidates on the ballot, oh, it could be kind of cross-eyed as some candidates cross-endorse one another to lower the chances for Cuomo to win. Speaking of whom, Cuomo spoke to reporters about the surprising foot race of Mamdani, though he was quick to point out that his track shoes have worn thin.
I trust his experience level. He's never had a real job. He's been a two-term assemblyman who only passed three bills.
Mamdani, however, says whatever, already looking past Cuomo, going after the guy who's currently staying at Gracie.
You know, I've been running to defeat Eric Adams' second term, and it's been a vision that for much of this primary has been carried by Andrew Cuomo. But in defeating Andrew Cuomo, I know that I will then have another chance to defeat that second term held by Eric Adams himself.
Meantime, voters weighed in today. 1010 Winds went to a polling place out in Queens.
Well, as the fans are trying to circulate the air and poll workers handing out water, New Yorkers going in to vote here at the school in Astoria.
So I want the youth of America to actually make some more decisions for us because I think they are the future of the country. And I hope they realize the city is not well enough run for the, you know, for a city of this size, that we're such a corrupt city.
But and people who say it's too hot, I don't want to vote today. What do you say? I mean, because we should vote. We get out here, right? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, no. So there's three voters in our house and hopefully we'll all get voting today. And, you know, we can only do our part.
And Trina tells me those three people in her house will all be voting for different candidates. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Queens.
And again, with this ranked choice voting, we're not going to find out who won tonight. That's going to take a little time, but we'll monitor. We'll let you know if any new developments shake out. A violent night in Newark. Five people shot, one of them dead, after an incident just before midnight on 6th Avenue. 18-year-old Brandon Waters of Patterson was shot in the chest. He died at the hospital. The other four range in age from 19 to 26 years old. Police say details on this shooting are few. They are still investigating. Downtown to the courthouse now. In the prosecution residence case in the Sean Diddy Combs trial, jurors heard from more than 34 witnesses over the past 6 weeks, including ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. She accused Combs of physical abuse and forcing her to participate in drug-fueled sex parties, freak-offs we've been hearing about. Prosecutors have cited the freak-offs as proof of the sex trafficking and racketeering charges against the rapper. He has pleaded not guilty. Defense lawyers said they were consensual encounters and argued prosecutors failed to prove alleged crime, saying he might have been crazy and sex-starved and all of that, but it didn't lend itself to the level of trafficking and racketeering, they're saying. They're making their case to the jury right now. Closing arguments could start early as Thursday. The music mogul faces the possibility of life in prison if he is convicted on all charges. A Long Island man being accused of stalking a political rival tonight.
Suffolk County legislator Rob Trotta says first a number of his political signs were cut up and then a pickup truck would pull into his driveway in the late night hours. The driver would rev the engine very loudly.
It sounded like a jet engine. I think it might have been a diesel truck.
Trotta, who is running to be the next town of Smithtown supervisor, says a 47-year-old man was arrested and charged with stalking. Trotta says that man, Joshua Smith, is the current supervisor's daughter's boyfriend.
It should be about, you know, their high-density housing. And here we are distracted by the fact that they're harassing.
In a statement, the supervisor says he would never condone any sort of behavior that defies basic decency. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Trotta is on today's ballot for the Republican primary in Smithtown. Incumbent Supervisor Edward Wertheim is also seeking his third four-year term, if you will. A man in the Bronx shot in the head while sitting in a car early this morning. The 22-year-old parked on Cedar Avenue in Morris Heights got hit about 4:30. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the shooter drove off in a black SUV. Still on the loose right now. Not yet known if the victim was targeted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.